A committee of state lawmakers says they still don't feel they have enough information to recommend passage of the long-awaited Flathead Water Rights Compact. Tribes have been negotiating with the state and federal governments for 12 years to come to an agreement on how water will be shared on the Flathead Reservation. The Flathead Compact failed to pass the Montana legislature in 2013. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says lawmakers have one more shot before the area's water disputes go to court.
These compacts seek to prevent decades of legal wrangling between tribal and non-tribal water users. Tribes have the oldest water rights due to federal treaties signed in the mid-1800s, but they have entered into these compromises to avoid the lawsuits, to avoid millions of dollars being spent by all parties involved, and to find workable solutions with their neighbors. 17 tribal water rights compacts have passed the state legislature. Only one has not, the Flathead Water Rights Compact, a document 12 years in the making. A Republican-controlled committee in the 2013 legislature tabled it. Libby Republican Senator Chaz Vincent points out that while the state and the tribes may have been negotiating it for years, lawmakers received the final compact well into the last legislative session.
There's 1,200 pages of appendices in this compact.
He believes there wasn't enough time for lawmakers to decide whether or not the compact was fair.
And when you have hearing rooms split right down the middle and pretty much half saying it is, half saying it isn't, and not being able to be able to make a determination, it's, you know, we wanted some more time to digest.
Governor Steve Bullock ordered a report be given to lawmakers before the next legislative session to answer whatever questions they still had about the compact. The legislature's Water Policy Interim Committee received that report this week, and Senator Vincent chairs that committee.
There are some concerns that were not addressed in that report, and we heard that pretty loud and clear.
He means heard that loud and clear from public comment at this week's hearing, which is still very split. Attorney John Metropoulos represents the Flathead Irrigation District, which makes up the majority of irrigated land within the reservation, and the irrigators who use that land are both tribal and non-tribal members. Metropoulos says all parties involved want to reach an agreement, but he says his clients do not support the compact as it is now. He believes there are still questions about who owns some specific water amounts. And the state and the tribes say irrigators in the area will not be losing water in the deal. Metropoulos wants that information verified.
We really hope that there's room to talk further.
Metropoulos does not go so far as to use the word renegotiation, and the tribes say that's not an option. Communications director for the Salish and Kootenai tribes, Rob McDonald.
I think the message always has been that this is done. This is, a lot has been given up.
Bozeman Democratic Representative Kathleen Williams sponsored the Flathead Compact last session and still supports it today.
I think the compact was a creative yet complex way of providing some solutions.
Yet she is also on the Water Policy Interim Committee and says if lawmakers want additional information on the compact, the state should bring it to them. She hopes they learn enough about the compact by the 2015 legislative session to support it, because that's the last chance for the compact to pass before water rights on the Flathead Reservation must be decided by the courts. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.